Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. A group of about 70 Japanese firms, including three of the larger banks, will begin testing a yen-based digital currency with plans to launch at sometime in fiscal 2022. The currency is called DCJPY and backed by bank deposits. This would be used as a common platform to speed up large-scale fund transfers and settlements among companies. Nikkei Asia sources say Apple plans to work with TSMC to produce 5G modems for iPhones by 2023. Currently, Qualcomm supplies modems for Apple devices. Apple acquired Intel's modem business assets for $1 billion in July 2019. Samsung announced it will build a $17 billion chip fab in Taylor, Texas, near Austin. The company will break ground on the plant next year, with production expected to begin in 2024. The plant is expected to produce processors for Samsung's own products, as well as designs made by other companies. Apple has followed Meta in suing NSO Group, maker of the Pegasus spyware. Apple is asking the court for a permanent injunction to ban NSO Group from using any Apple software, services, or devices. Apple's complaint alleges NSO Group targeted illegal surveillance at Apple's U.S. customers. Pegasus lets an attacker access a phone's microphone and camera remotely and was marketed to governments. According to Chinese state TV, the country's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology required Tencent to submit any new apps and updates to it for inspection before they can be distributed. This comes after the regulator reportedly found a number of its apps infringed on user rights. Tencent says its apps remain available to download. Last week, Twitter updated its web app to fix the phenomenon of disappearing tweets when stopping to read tweets on a timeline. Twitter now rolled out a fix to the problem on iOS as well. Google added support for 17 more languages to its Look-to-Speak accessibility app, including Arabic, German, Spanish, French, Hindi, Japanese, and Korean. The app originally launched with English language support and lets users use eye movement to select between predetermined and pre-written phrases that can be read aloud on the phone. Apple updated its iOS 15 website, showing that the launch of digital driver's license and state IDs from participating U.S. states has been delayed until early 2022. Apple previously said this would launch in late 2021. Epic Games acquired Harmonix, the makers of Rock Band and other music experiences. Harmonix said its games will remain available in Steam and will not become Epic Games Store exclusives. The developer said it will continue to work on Rock Band 4 DLC, but will also work on making musical journeys and gameplay for Fortnite. Klarna is now going head-to-head with PayPal in the U.S. with its Pay Now service. This lets you pay immediately and in full at participating merchants. It's also launching a U.S. version of the Klarna card, which lets users make 4 interest-free payments. It works as a physical card in-store or online, as well as with Apple Pay and Google Pay. Reddit will shut down its short-form video platform DubSmash on February 22nd. Reddit largely integrated DubSmash's functionality into its overhauled camera app, which is adding the ability to change video speeds, set a timer, do minor edits, with plans to launch exclusive lenses. Reddit says video is one of its fastest-growing content types, with a 70% increase in videos watched in 2021 on the year and a 30% increase in daily active video viewers. Short video viewership also increased 50% on the quarter. And finally, Mozilla will end support for its password manager, Firefox Lockwise, for Android on December 13th. The app will continue to work after that date, but will be delisted from the Play Store. Mozilla launched the app in 2019. Firefox's October update brought in full autofill support for Android, making Lockwise largely unneeded. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.